It's the economy, stupid. Those were the well-known words of then-President Bill Clinton. Clinton was reminding everybody, including and especially his advisors, that the number one issue, the first priority of all Americans was the economy. That is money. Money, jobs, credit, borrowing, mortgages, and more. All things money. The number one issue. The first priority for all Americans. If you don't have that in order, nothing else works. Perhaps the most important pledge to the American people by then-candidate for President Donald John Trump was a complete revision of the tax code. That revision, fair to all, would be designed to stimulate the economy, move it forward, create new jobs, and a better life for every American. Since January, when Trump was inaugurated, his administration and the House of Representatives, led by Speaker Paul Ryan, have been working on the so-called Republican tax revision bill, which they termed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. In reality, my fellow Americans, there is perhaps no piece of legislation harder to accomplish, to complete, with compromise than tax code revisions. Don't you think so? There is always get and give. And those who get, support. And those who give up, fight tooth and nail to preserve the status quo. It's really messy business. Democrats fight Republicans. The Trump administration weighs in. Special interests bargain and negotiate. Lobbyists work overtime to protect their very own interests. And the so-called Washington swamp, the swamp bubbles with activity. How anything gets done, especially economic things or tax matters, how anything in those areas gets done is simply amazing, don't you think? Republicans cheered when House Speaker Paul Ryan unveiled the 400-page document. 400 pages. And, of course, the Tax Cuts Act drew quick rebuff and sarcastic criticisms from the Democrats and even some Republicans. Apparently, the bill was designed to provide for a middle-class tax cut, highly favored by President Trump, and House Republicans under Ryan responded. But in addition to the middle class, the House Ways and Means draft is, as the Wall Street Journal stated, a much-needed and pro-growth reform of business taxes. The American economy has suffered the loss of certain business interests, which have begun to headquarter and earn and keep monies overseas and in foreign countries. The so-called inversion process, the moving of corporate headquarters out of America, has been extremely hurtful to the American economy and, of course, its tax base, and, more, has taken much-needed revenue from congressional coffers. And now, so much of that revenue is taxed and invested overseas. The new Tax Act proposal would lower what is one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. That's our very own American business tax rate. This new Tax Cuts Act would reduce our high corporate business tax from 35% to 20%. Wow, 20%. In addition, the act indicates that corporate earnings would be taxed in accordance with the rates of the countries in which it is earned. And if and when that money is repatriated, that is, brought back to America, even more favorable rates would exist. That, say economists, is good, so very good for America and fair to the corporations. Those tax moves, if enacted, would make the United States more competitive across the globe, and at a 20% rate, moving closer to the world's lowest corporate tax rate in any country anywhere, and that would be Ireland, believe it or not. They have a rate of 12.5%. Profits already earned overseas would be invited back at a discount, namely 12% for cash and 5% for illiquid assets. This, Ryan and company hope, will be the incentive for the corporations to make more money come home to America. We need that. In another move which would benefit small business, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Creation Bill would reduce the top rate on businesses known as pass-through corporations or sub-S entities from the 39.6% now paid to 25%. Boy, that would really be a break. If, however, those businesses can in fact qualify. That would be an enormous, enormous tax break, and it would create large deficits, which must be made up by taxing elsewhere. And that's always the problem, is it not? You give, but you must get. The House bill, as proposed, would also repeal the so-called death tax, the inheritance tax on certain estates. But that repeal would only occur 6 years from now, so that wealthy benefactors would need to live that long in order to take advantage of this worthy estate provision. Every estate, large and small, has an exclusion of money and assets not taxable at death, and that exclusion would double immediately. Now it's $5 million, and it would be increased to $10 million. And that sounds fair. That would be no bonus or benefit or preference to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, but for 6 more years, if in fact this act passes, the 40% tax for, as the Wall Street Journal states, kicking the bucket, remains as an additional and double taxation. For all of those monies at death, the taxes at death have already been paid for, sometimes more than once. It really is a nasty double taxation. The changes invoked and as proposed by the House of Representatives would take place immediately. However, the bill, the new proposed tax bill, now comes up for debate in the Senate, and the Senate, assuming it agrees in general, may very well phase in the tax cuts and the benefits, which would considerably lessen their impact and delay much of the intended benefits of the act. The Washington bargaining and negotiation process now begins in earnest, and it will be interesting to see whether or not the Democrats, all of whom seem unified in their opposition to the bill, and those disgruntled Republicans can form a new majority and derail this bill like they did health care. In the existing tax code, there are now 7 plateaus, 7 different tax percentages, which apply to earnings and income. The new bill would eliminate 3 of the 7 so that there would only be 4 tax brackets. And they are as follows. The lowest would be 12%. That sounds fair, does it not? Or don't you think every American should pay at least something in taxes? The second bracket would be 25%. The third bracket would be 35%. And the fourth bracket, the highest, would stay as it is now. You know, no real break for the rich at 39.6%. 12%, 25%, 35%, 39.6%. That sounds fair to me. Does it to you? The so-called middle class would benefit by these changes, and more income would be taxed at a lower bracket. But there would be no change in taxation again for the wealthy, in that the top personal tax rate, once again, would stay at its present level, 39.6%. And of course, do not forget that, thanks to Barack Hussein Obama, there is yet another 3.8% so-called medical tax, which is added on to that. So the effective tax rate to the wealthy is more like 43%. In terms of the income tax itself, there is no cut or break for the wealthy. And that led the Wall Street Journal to state that maintaining the top rate is a cave-in to Democratic class warriors, who indeed would have ammunition to attack Trump and the wealthy if that 39.6% rate were lowered. David McIntosh, president of the Club for Growth, a conservative advocacy group, praised the bill overall. But McIntosh criticized the retention of the 39.6% rate. And to that end, he said, it effectively punishes success and caves to the Democrats' class warfare rhetoric. I think it does. And yet, said another congressman, if you're going to have tax reform, it needs to be for everybody. Everybody, and that includes the wealthy, those who pay more than 71% of all taxes. Are you aware of that? The so-called wealthy, whoever they are and however much they make, pay 71% of all taxes paid to the federal government. And in this new legislation, as proposed, banks win big time. At a 20% corporate tax rate, the five biggest diversified U.S. banks alone might have had tax savings of almost $12 billion in 2016 at that 20% rate. That tax break, those financial possibilities, will eventually incur the ire of the Democrats, you can be sure of that. And they will probably do everything possible to eliminate that provision or raise the effective tax rate for corporations. Gee whiz, I hope not. That's exactly what America needs. Fair, lower taxes that stimulate and create jobs. In order to get back more tax income and make up for the deficits created, the new bill would eliminate the deduction of state and local taxes. You know, virtually every taxpayer who itemizes a return has deductions for these sometimes considerable amounts. And that also would include the elimination of deductions for property taxes, which could be very hurtful to homeowners. But the bill does carve out an exception for property taxes, but then caps any deduction for those taxes at a maximum of $10,000. Well, that may help the middle class, but it sure won't help the wealthy. You can be certain that high-tax states like California, New York, and New Jersey, with the highest property taxes in the country, those three states and more will protest vigorously. And, in another move, the bill places a $500,000 cap on mortgage interest for deduction. And that's for new homes, whereas now the deduction is unlimited. And, says the new tax law, there will be no more tax breaks for second residences. If both provisions are passed, the realtors will go, as the Wall Street Journal says, thermonuclear. Thermonuclear. For those provisions may, in fact, be a real deterrent to their business. The Act provides for the repeal of deductions for student loan interest. That isn't going to be very popular. And that, indeed, is a significant reduction. It's a very important provision for students and families, and they're not going to like it. And that will undoubtedly result in higher education lining up against the plan. And, of course, the very same thing for the housing industry and their advocates, who will lose some very favorable deduction possibilities for their business. People living in more expensive areas will, in fact, be paying more for their homes. However this bill affects you, more or less, good or bad, my fellow citizens, it will affect any number of the business entities with which you do business or for which you work. Pay attention. Pay attention. The bill also puts on the chopping block renewable energy credits, and you could be certain that the green industry will as well go thermonuclear and line up aggressively in opposition to this new bill. The American Wind Energy Association has already denounced the proposal and plans to fight it tooth and nail. Boy, it's going to be a zoo in Washington, is it not? It seems most interesting, even disappointing, that the Republican tax plan cuts incentives to homeowners, builders, lenders, and brokers, not to mention the homeowners themselves, say that it will harm their businesses and as well cause harm to the middle class. Probably so. Many of the provisions in the new tax bill would reduce or eliminate virtually all of the tax incentives of homeownership. That doesn't sound good to me. How about you? And it would reshape this industry that accounts for nearly one-sixth, can you believe that? One-sixth, or 17%, of the United States economy in total. Wow. And drives the biggest financial transactions most Americans make in their entire lifetimes. On the face of it, that kind of sounds un-Republican, does it not? And again, this new tax cuts bill would cut in half the size of loans that qualify for deductions of mortgage interest from $1 million now to $500,000 in the future. The bill would also eliminate the mortgage interest deductions for second or more homes owned by homeowners. Do you own a second home or timeshare or some other form of property interest other than your main residence? Goodbye deductions. and there would be further limits for top earners on capital gains from real estate sales, a real blow to the wealthy. Of this bill and its effect upon homeowners, Jerry Howard, chief executive of the National Association of Home Builders, stated the following. The corporations are getting a major tax cut, and it's getting paid for by the equity in American homes. There may be some real truth to that. And so the battles continue. The Republicans are concerned, as they should be, regarding the possibility of adding to our country's already enormous deficits. We really can't do that, because if we do, sooner or later we will have inflation, which can very well not only erode, but even destroy so much of our economy. In fact, they cannot do so. They cannot add to the deficit, for there is in effect the so-called BYRD, B-Y-R-D, the BYRD rule. Have you ever heard of that? This rule says that any legislation cannot add to the deficit after 10 years. It just can't do it. If it's projected to do so, the legislation is illegal. As a result, the Republicans have had to water down, and they have had to compromise with respect to reform in order to comply with the provisions of this rule. But if the new legislation passes in a form reasonably close to what is proposed, it will face aggressive and angry opposition from so many sides of our economy. And, of course, the Congress can never be certain what President Trump will do, how he will react to the final version of the bill as it passes in compromised form. Knowing Trump and how he thinks and how he works, he might even veto it. So now, this bill goes to the Senate, which will begin debate. We the people can be certain that the Senate will by no means accept the bill in its present form. They just won't. There will be changes made, and perhaps some significant changes made. Democratic senators are already lined up against the bill almost virtually unanimously. And in fact, they are joined by certain disgruntled Republican senators, maybe as many as 7, who are demanding some significant changes themselves. So at the bottom line, that may be enough. That may be enough opposition and enough negative votes to delay, modify, or even kill the bill at this point in time. When it comes to the economy, there is no more divisive issue than tax cuts. And again, my fellow Americans, there really is not a person or business entity that does not want more. Don't you want more? Don't you want a better life for yourself and your family? Everyone wants their share of the American dream, and they will fight to keep as much of their earnings as possible. The amount of taxation and the taxing power of federal, state, and local agencies is absolutely enormous. You may pay more than 40% of your total earnings in taxes. Are you aware of that? State taxes, including state income taxes, can be brutal, especially in states like California and New York. If state and local taxes paid can no longer be deducted, as this bill proposes, there can be enormous consequences to business entities and individuals. And that would further the migration from high-income and high-taxing states like Connecticut and New Jersey and New York and California and others to pro-business states like Texas and Florida, where there are no income taxes. None! Sounds like paradise, doesn't it? Economic paradise? It is indeed, as Bill Clinton so wisely stated, the economy, stupid. The economy as a first priority. And anybody who thinks otherwise is, as President Clinton stated, stupid. Maybe he's right. But the passage of this bill, in some reasonable form, is critical for the Republicans. Tax reform, whatever shape it takes, must be accomplished by these Republicans who control Senate, House, and presidency. They have got to do something, and something right, and something fair. They, the Republicans, have already failed to enact reform with respect to health care and Obamacare. Trump's working away at it with regulations and executive orders, but they can't fundamentally change Obamacare. It would be an unbelievable black mark on their record if they were not able to modify and make better the tax code. So the Republicans continue to work on reform, but it may never be the compromise on fundamental reform that the tax code needs. And the very same boondoggle that affected the medical world and Obamacare, the same frustrations, delays, compromises, and watering down can occur in the effort for tax reform. And the Tax Cuts and Jobs Creation Bill would be cut apart, maybe rendered impotent. The Republicans, as the Wall Street Journal has well stated, may very well suffer the negative reactions and frustrations of the American voter in elections 2018 if they don't get things done. We got some interesting days coming up in Washington, my fellow Americans. Watch the Congress closely. Watch what happens. Watch the debates. Listen to the argumentation. Follow party lines and special interests and lobbyists so that you can understand the effect on you and your family of any ultimate legislation. And watch, indeed, for those fundamental changes which can and will, in fact, affect the business entity for which you now work. When this tax reform bill finally passes, if in fact it does, you can be certain that in your life and your lifestyle, you will indeed experience the give and the take, and your life will surely be affected one way or another. So this now is a golden opportunity for you to become politically active, in touch with your representatives and your senators, understanding their positions and how they will vote as that vote may affect you. You. It is your economy. It is your economy, your money, your lifestyle, your financial opportunities, which are very much at stake. This, in a real way, is your economy and your new tax cuts law. And when it comes to the decisions to be made which will affect you, don't let them, the swamp dwellers, be the deciding factors. Be heard, my fellow Americans. Be heard. The Congress, the House and Senate of the United States needs to hear your voice.